the progress appropriate in light of a child's circumstances. There was a real change because it used to be appropriate progress, and they changed that around to progress appropriate in light of a child's circumstances. What that means is when we do our assessment of a child, it must address all needs, be relevant and meaningful, and then we take that information and we project out what the goals should be. And these goals should be appropriate in light of those assessment results. So again, that is up to our expertise as an IEP team working together with the parents to look at that assessment and decide what is the child's potential for growth, and then estimate or come up with our ideas of what a reasonable but ambitious goal should be based on the assessment. The best practices, if we consider the term in light of the child's circumstances, are number one, to remember that the assessment is the baseline for everything that comes after in the IEP. If we use the analogy of a house being the actual IEP, the assessment is the foundations of the house. And if the assessment isn't correct, or the assessment isn't a good foundation, the rest of the house or IEP tends to fall. So everything is based on the assessment. That's really the keystone of everything that we do. So it means our best practices are we do a relevant assessment of all of a child's needs, and then we link that to the rest of the IEP. If we identify a need, we have to address it with a goal or a service, but most likely both a goal and a service. And then we have to monitor progress, but it's all based on that original assessment.